Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, joining us now on the Ben and Skin Show is Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. How you doing today, Dak?
I'm doing well. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited to have you, and we want to jump right in and talk a little football right out the gate. You know, you had an interesting comment after the game. You said, we learned from the Denver game, we'll learn from this. And you guys didn't really have any losses like that last year in your rookie year, and now you've had two what I'd call substantial losses. So what do you take out of something like that?
A game like that didn't go too well for you, not much went well for you. You've got to go back and you've got to look at the film and find what went well and say, all right, this is what we did good, and this is obviously what we did bad, and we have to fix it, and we'll come in, and that's what Tuesdays are for. So we'll come in, we'll clean it all up, we'll put it behind us, and we'll use it to get better and know the things we got to fix so it doesn't happen again.
I felt bad for you personally, getting sacked that many times, and it's hard to even evaluate how the team played because every drive was getting blown up by a sack, and that's tough. You don't have a lot of time back there. So is this the most sore you've ever been after a football game?
Actually, no, it's not. I've been hit more in college, so it was a little rough over there playing in that SEC. But I've had worse games being hit, and I'm surprisingly not that sore.
We were talking about this on the radio yesterday. As you grow as a quarterback, you know, you probably get more comfortable saying things to your coaches or making suggestions. Are you at a point now where if something's going wrong in a game, you might say, Coach, I think we need to do this, or we need to move away from that? Where are you in terms of your progress in regards to that?
I'm definitely making a lot of progress in the whole taking over and being more vocal, I guess, in the things that I want. But I never question my coaches. I never have at any level and never will. I believe in those guys. I believe in the people that they put around me. So I'll never question what a coach does.
That's an important message for kids, too. I think there's a lot of value in that. So kids playing youth sports, questioning coaches, questioning umpires. This hits a little close to home. My son, if there's an out on a baseball field, he likes to give the ump a little lip. I got to pull him from the game. So why would you say that's important for kiddos to know, don't question your coach, don't question umpires and so forth?
It's tough, but we're the players, so we're meant to play. They're the refs, let them ref. They're the coaches, let them coach. To me, it's about just doing my job, doing the best I can with it, and not letting distractions or anybody else change the way or my approach to the game of just staying focused and controlling what I can and being the best at that.
Dak Prescott joining us on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. You've got to focus on your stuff, this team, but how much of the division are you watching? How much of the rest of the league do you get to watch?
I don't watch that much, but it's hard not to when the Eagles are doing what they're doing. You've got the news with the Giants and the Redskins, so you obviously pay attention and you know the standings for the most part, but as in watching these guys, I'll watch them the most this week, watching the film.
Who's your favorite player in the league that's not a Dallas Cowboy to watch?
Well, that's a great question. Probably Tyreek Hill, honestly. Mm-hmm. I just think he's fast, he's explosive, you get him in space, and he's exciting to watch.
Okay, well, let's do this with other sports. I saw you wearing a Stars jersey on social media. Do you go to a lot of hockey games?
That was my first Stars. Okay. My first Stars.
Then okay. I won't ask you your favorite NHL player, but what about NBA? Do you have an NBA guy?
NBA, it changes for the most part. Probably just Russell Westbrook, though. His mentality and his approach every night is just second to none.
Tell us about that. Like his mentality, his approach, how would you define it, and what do you like about it?
He's a winner, and simple as that. He wants to win by any means. If he has to go get 30 rebounds, he has to go get 30 assists, whatever it is, he leaves everything night in and night out in a league that you see a lot of people taking nights off. Russ is a guy that you never see him taking nights off. You never see his energy level down, and he's impressive to watch.
Okay, so you have that attitude. How much of it is the way your mom raised you? How much of it is your own DNA, and how much of it is having older brothers that would push you around until you got old enough?
It's a combination of all of them. It's the kind of the chip on my shoulder from my brothers pushing me around, my mom being tough on me, and just a little bit in my DNA of having that chip and wanting to be the best. So, it's kind of a product of my environment. coming with all that.
How old were you when you realized, you know what, I'm pretty good? Like, this may be something I could do for a living, perhaps, or maybe even a way to get through college. When did you know that you were special?
In Little League, I was pretty good. I wasn't playing quarterback, and I would have never guessed that I would have been a quarterback in the NFL at that time, but I was pretty good at linebacker. I went from playing guys that were my brother's age to playing people my size, and it wasn't fair in Little League football. And then it kind of evened out in middle school and then high school. I felt like, yeah, I can give myself a chance to play this game for life.
Okay, I don't even really know the best way to ask this, but one of the things that your teammates say about you, no matter where they come from, they feel like you're a leader. Like, and a lot of times, you know, a guy will stay with his position group, but you seem to connect with everybody. Why is that? Do you have a philosophy on that? Do you have an approach to that? Do you study that, or is it just natural for you?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, it's natural for me. Just, I love people. I love interacting. I love getting to know people. But my philosophy on that is get to know them. Get to know them other than their jersey number, other than their position. And get to know them, their family, their kids. Get to know as much as you can about them, because it's a lot easier to leave everything you have on the field for a brother or for a friend rather than from just a coworker.
You know, in the last 2 weeks, you've taken the most heat you've ever taken in your career for a terrible spaghetti policy. Ranch and spaghetti? Can you walk us through that terrible decision?
Yeah, I mean, it happened in college. One of my teammates did it, and I kind of felt the same way. Like, that is a terrible decision. And he told me, don't knock it till I tried it. And then I tried it, and it's been a routine before games ever since. So get your spaghetti. Don't forget, it still has the marinara sauce on it, and then put the ranch on top.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
I feel like that's worse.
No, it's better with the chicken breast on the side.
Kind of feeling it now. It's kind of a ranchy marinara sauce.
It's just like a bunch of extra stuff. You need to focus in on one delicious flavor. The ranch is screwing this up.
No, the ranch adds a different flavor.
Because ranch is good on pizza, you've just taken it to the spaghetti level.
Exactly. I mean, what's different? It's the noodles are the only thing different from spaghetti and ranch and pizza and ranch.
Yes, Ken.
I can't believe you guys are ruining pizza like this. What is wrong with you guys? We got to get this thing back on track. I'm totally rattled right now. Let's talk about your fashion sense, because you're doing a cool thing with Lombardo's where we have Dak ties, and it's, you guys are rolling out a different bow tie each week. So tell us a little bit about that and how you got involved in that.
Yeah, I mean, I've been wearing bow ties for 4 years or so, ever since college. So, and it's kind of become my thing is the bow tie. So I got with Lombardo. I got a couple of people within my agency and on my team. And I decided, why not create some awareness for cancer through the bow ties. And doing that, we came up with the Dak tie, and all the proceeds go to my foundation, which further goes to cancer awareness, raising research and money and doing as much as we can.
All right. This may be the part of the interview where we tell you how awesome you are, but it's pretty remarkable the way you're wired mentally, the type of leader, type of character, integrity. And as old men like we are, we see great parenting when we see that. Obviously some fantastic parenting. But you're around other young guys who aren't really wired like you are. How hard is it to, you know, interject yourself, try to lead them, try to say, hey, here's how to handle this or how to handle that? Because guys don't always look at things the way you do.
Yeah, I mean, it's not hard. It's interesting for me. And it's something, honestly, I enjoy, of just trying to get somebody maybe to think the same way that I do, or just kind of to understand my point of view of something. And it's important to me, obviously, to understand theirs, for me to even begin to try to change theirs or influence it, to understand where they're coming from. So it's important for me to be unbiased and just try to help people out around me.
What do you do when you want to be young? I mean, there's a lot of responsibility on you, a lot of pressure. So what do you do when you want to just, I want to be a young dude right now?
I mean, I definitely have my times where I enjoy myself. I act my age, but I've got great people around me. I've still got my buddies from middle school, best friends that live in Dallas now that are around me, that keep me grounded, that they give me that opportunity to be myself, but knowing the responsibilities and everything that I have with this platform.
So this last game told us a lot about how important certain guys are, because Sean Lee's out. Okay, the defense is in trouble. Tyron's out. The offense is in trouble. So let's say you're in a sandlot and you're picking teams. Who are you picking first? Or who are you – I won't even put you on the spot like that. Who are you going to consider for your first pick if you're picking from your current teammates and you're in the sandlot and you got first pick?
Yeah, Sean Lee. And it's simple, just in his approach. And you can go over to the facility and guarantee to find Sean Lee, and maybe in a film room or or in the training room taking care of his body, but it's just his approach and the way that he conducts himself on and off the field. He's truly a professional in everything that he does.
Okay, we're getting the wrap sign, but before we let you go, is there anything that we didn't cover that you need to get out there to our listeners?
Yeah, definitely. This morning I teamed up with Salvation Army and Tostitos to kick off our campaign of Tostitos and Salvation Army are doing everything they can to give fans out there a chance to give back. And it's great with every purchase of the yellow corn bite-sized bag of chips. Tostitos will donate to the Salvation Army, giving everyone a chance to give back this holiday season.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, thanks for giving us your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you guys.
What do you do? Eat chips together.
Let's go eat some ranch spaghetti together. And then next year, let's do a weekly interview.
We'll get there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.